Talking about the Rangers and Celtic games, one you'll remember is, I don't think you played in the game, but you won the league at Celtic Park.
Yeah, I was in the stand.
And the referee got his...
Yeah, call, it was got a call. Unbelievable.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, no, no. I still remember you, Delister, and it was a shame because I torn all my ligaments in December, and I missed the second part of that season. But of course, you're part of the team, and especially, I wanted to go to Parkhead then as a supporter. I was there amongst the supporters behind the goal.
Oh, why did you be in amongst the supporters?
Yeah, I was amongst supporters. It was fantastic because then you realize, you know, what it is to be part of the Rangers supporters and actually to stay there.
Did you throw the coin at Hugh Dallas?
Oof, no, way, by the way. But no, it was like I couldn't believe what was happening there, and it was already, you could feel the tension before the game because. You can imagine for Celtic to play against Rangers and then your arch rivals, they can win the league. And that actually happened. Mm. And but what happened there, that was unbelievable. I could see some of the supporters flying from the second tier, whoop, on the park. Hugh Dallas was hit by a cone near the stitches. I think there were two or three red cards as well. It was unbelievable experience there. And of course, then we won the league. And then after, then of course, yeah, it was like the hurdle there in the corner in front of the Rangers supporters. I think we had to stay in the stadium, I think, for an hour before we actually could leave the...
In case you got landed.
Exactly, yeah. But that was unbelievable. It was my first year. And then actually to win the league at Parkhead is a fantastic experience, yeah.
So it was a treble in your first season?
Yeah, treble in the first season. Okay, but I said it was like... it didn't feel for me like a treble. Because, what I said, I missed the second part of the season. And I was disappointed, but of course, you're part of the team and you work towards winning trophies. That's what it's all about, the start of the season. We had a difficult start, but there's so many different players in the team. Yeah, and it takes some time, but eventually, when we had the team together, and actually everybody had his own quality, and that came out. Yeah, on the park, and yeah, it's fantastic then when you can win the treble in your first year.
And how were the celebrations after that?
Yeah, it's fantastic, of course. Uh-huh. It was like, it's always like a big relief because the whole year you work towards winning the league, and then of course you try to win the two cups as well, the League Cup and the Scottish Cup, and that's what it's all about. And yeah, then it is brilliant. We went back to the stadium, and there was always a party organized, and sometimes we went out to the city centre as well for a few drinks.
Would other countries celebrate the way we do?
Yeah, well, if you win the league in Holland, it's different. That is also what I that was for me like strange, because in Holland, if you win the league, you celebrate it in the city center in front of the supporters. Because when I won the league in Holland, then all of a sudden you go to the there's like a square and you're standing there and you show the trophy you win, and there are thousands and thousands of people. It's the same like winning the trophy. You go to George Square, you know that, and you're standing there. But yeah, in this city, it's not possible because you have the Rangers and Celtic supporters together in one town. So for the safety, it's better than to do it in your own stadium or in the stadium where you win the league. But yeah, it's always fantastic when you win.
Who were the biggest characters in that Rangers team? Who were some of the
in my
characters?
First year, Ian Ferguson.
Ian Ferguson.
Yeah, as well. But you need that kind of players in the squad. But I said. After the World Cup in '98, I arrived in Scotland, and the team, they were already 4 or 5 weeks training, and I had a holiday because I was still involved with the World Cup while Rangers were already busy with pre-season. Yeah. And then I remember the first day when I arrived, I walked into the dressing room and you had to introduce yourself, and the first nine players were all different nationalities. There was not one Scot. You can imagine it was like from Denmark, from Norway, Germany, South Americans, Poland. And then of course you also had like Ian Ferguson, I think it was like Gordon Jury, Barry Ferguson, Charlie Miller. And you need that in your team. You need, of course, the Scottish players, because they know exactly what it's like, and they can learn a little bit the foreigners what it's like to be involved with the club, being involved with the Old Firm Camp. Mm-hmm. And Fergie, he was like Rangers through and through. He was there already for many years, and he was like a winner, Ian. And I never forget the game when we actually played against Celtic, what I just mentioned earlier. We lost 5-1. I think Scott Wilson got already a red card after half an hour. And we lost the game. And then we went back to the dressing room. And I remember I walked into the dressing room and Ian Ferguson, also walked into the dressing room. He only played the last 15 minutes, but he already got the yellow card, I think, after 1 minute. And I think his only intention was to kick as many Celtic players as possible, because he was furious, he was fuming that we lost the game. And he walked into the dressing room and he started to slaughter us. Human, you played the World Cup. That means fuck all. He said, it's all about this when you play against them. I said, I would rather win 4 times against Celtic then win the league. So I thought, you know, and then he gave every player, he was slaughtering. Wow. And Dick Advocaat was standing there in the corner, and Dick thought, it's better that I actually keep a mouth shut. And he let Ian actually
take it.
And I think that was a perfect that Fergie did it, because he wanted to show the foreigners what it actually meant to be involved in an Old Firm game and what it means for the supporters. And I had a good discussion the following day, and we would sit down with a cup of coffee, and I could completely understand what he actually tried to actually tell us. But I also said to him, listen, I can imagine, I said, of course, the game against Celtic is important, you want to win against them. I said, but the most important is winning the league. I said, you're a football player, you want to win trophies. And of course, we lost that game, but we were still, I think, 7 points ahead, and eventually we won the league with, I think, 17 points ahead of Celtic. But I said, then it is important that you have, like, a personality like Ian Ferguson in the dressing room.
You talked about all the good players Rangers had as well at the start. Do you think they should have done better than in Europe for that team that you had?
Yeah, that was my only disappointment. But yeah. I said, of course, we won trophies here, the treble, the double. We did really well in Europe. But every time when I thought we can now qualify for the next stage for the Champions League, then we didn't do it. And that was like a big blow and a really big disappointment. And we were very disappointed, especially the away game against the Bayern Munich. They got a penalty, I think, after 8 minutes. And a draw was enough for us to go through to the next stage, and Bayern needed to win. And then, to be honest, for 18 minutes we played them off the park. I think we hit the crossbar twice, we hit the post twice. And we lost 1-0, and it was a big disappointment. And also the game against the Monaco home, when we drew 2-2, we were 2-1 up. And then I think a few minutes before the final whistle, I think it was like a free kick as well, and was deflected. And that was also another opportunity. It was also the last game that we then didn't qualify, because I had a feeling with the team we had, with the players we had, that we could compete against every team in Europe, and especially on the highest level. And that was like a disappointing thing that we never actually reached the second stage.
And do you think it was just a bit of bad luck?
It can be bad luck, but also maybe, that you're maybe not good enough, that you're not could control the whole game and actually get the result what you needed. But that's a pity.
And then your second season, you've won a double. Did you think we'll dominate for years now?
That's always difficult. It always depends on your opponent. But yeah, we had a good feeling and we knew that we were a great team. We dominated most of the games. But I said the rivalry was unbelievable, because a lot of players were disappointed because they expected to play and they were on the bench, and even some of them they were actually on the stand. Yeah, but still it was like I was also a little bit disappointed, because you won the league and you won the cup, but we blew it against who was it? I can't even remember it, but in the league cup. But we had a feeling that we could actually win the treble again, and then it was like, oh, we lost in the league cup, and then okay, the focus is again on winning the league, and then of course against Aberdeen in the Scottish Cup final. So it's always great. Parkhead as well, Parkhead winning the league the year before. Then you play the cup final at Hampden Park. The cup finals are always great, because the atmosphere at Hampden Park is also fantastic. So it's always good memories when you win trophies, and the first year the treble, and then the double. It's brilliant.
Hampden Park has been getting quite a bad write-up for the atmosphere, but you enjoyed the atmosphere at Hampden, yeah?
Yeah, that was good, and especially when you played the cup final against Celtic, because then you're waiting there to come in the park, you know, and then you go out of the dressing room and you have 25,000 blue and white, and then 25,000 green and white by the halfway line, and the atmosphere is then unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's normally, I never like it when there is a stadium with a track around the park, because the atmosphere is not the same. But when you have the Old Firm, especially then at Hampden Park, that makes it special, because the atmosphere is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. The next year, other than having a stronger Celtic, what else do you think led to a disappointing season?
Yeah, I think that's the moment when actually Celtic, they appointed Martin O'Neill. I have to admit, he signed some really good players, and we yeah, I could feel that there was something missing in the dressing room. You know, players were not happy anymore, and Dick also tried to do his best, you know, to get the team outside. We're actually doing the same as the 2 years before, but no, the results were not so good. Celtic started to actually get a team who could compete now against us, and we were struggling, and that was also. Yeah, the reason why Advocaat then that was in December, that was after the Paris Saint-Germain game, when he actually announced that he said I would step back, he would become the director, and they appointed Alex McLeish, and that was a big turning point as well. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How did you feel when he said he was going to leave?
I was surprised as well, because it was like. I didn't expect that he would become director, because Dick always wants to have control, and I think when he becomes the director, I think it's difficult for him then actually to be there on the sideline and not be in charge anymore. Mm. But that was actually the fourth season against Paris Saint-Germain, because the third year then Celtic won the treble, and it was like a very disappointing season. Mm-hmm. It was actually the fourth season when it was Dick, and he was there for 3.5 years.
When Dick went upstairs, did he want you to go on? Took you everywhere else, didn't it?
No, because I said to Dick, I said, I can't see you becoming the director, the technical director, because I only see him as a coach. Uh-huh. And I was right, because a couple of weeks later, actually, he was appointed for the national team. And Alex then took over, and that was also the turning point for us in the season.
Did that make you question your own future when Dick decided to leave?
Oh, no, because I was quite happy in Scotland. I was settled. I enjoyed living here. To play for Rangers was absolutely fantastic. The atmosphere was unbelievable. Even when we travelled abroad, you could see the Rangers fans supporting us. Sometimes I was really surprised when we played against Paris Saint-Germain. You could see thousands and thousands of Rangers supporters there in the stadium. When we played against Monaco, there were more Rangers supporters in Monaco than from the home team. Uh-huh. When we played against the Munich, there were thousands of supporters, and I thought this is amazing, it's unbelievable. And no, I was quite happy. I enjoyed my time, and I had a contract for another year and a half. And what I said, it was football what I enjoyed, but also life outside football was fantastic.
And how did you find Alex McLeish? What did he try to do to turn things around?
Yeah, well, Alex took over after the Paris Saint-Germain game, and we were struggling in the league. And I think that's what I said. That's why actually Dick stepped back. And I think that came at the right time, the right moment when McLeish arrived. And he said as well, he said, "Listen, guys, I'm not going to tell you how you have to kick a ball or how you have to play football. I said you've all played on the highest level. You know exactly what it's like." And but he arrived there, and yeah, he more or less he had the same team on the pitch. But he was more relaxed, and what I said, because there was some rivalry in the dressing room, and you could feel that it was a little bit tense. But then Alex took over, and we knew that it was difficult to win the league, but we were focusing on winning the League Cup and the Scottish Cup. And I think the turning point was the game against Celtic. That was the most important game of the season. That was the semi-final. Mm-hmm. That was the game when Bert Konteman. That's why Bert is always remembered by the Rangers supporters when he hit the ball 25 yards in the top corner.
Top corner.
Yeah, and that was exactly what we needed because we beat Celtic. We went through, and that was actually the moment when we then actually won the League Cup, and then we focused on of course on the league, but also tried to win the Scottish Cup again.
Yeah, was that that derby you're talking about? Was that the best in terms of quality on both teams? You said
yeah, yeah, but especially what I said when Martin O'Neill took over. You know, the Celtic team, they had a really good squad with up front Sutton, Hearts, and Larsen. They had the midfield with Lennon, with Thompson. I played always against Bobo Baldi. They had they had Bobo Baldi as a centre half, Van Garen. They had a really good team, and I think it says enough that. Even Celtic, they played the Europa League final because they had a fantastic squad. We had a good squad. And what I said, we had a really good league then in Scotland. And it says a lot that both teams could compete against all the European teams. And mm-hmm. But what I said, that came against Celtic, that was the turning point. And then you could see that we started to get confidence. We were starting to win games again. And yeah, that was the game against Celtic with Konteman's 25-yard shot it was.
2002, 2003, he's won the league on goal difference.
Yeah.
How was the pressure of the last couple of games of the season?
That was unbelievable because I think with 4 or 5 games to go, I think we were, 8 points ahead of Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite funny because I think Celtic, they did really well in Europe. That was the year when they played the final.
Final, yeah.
But I still remember that people were talking about, hey, we have this team, Celtic, that can go all the way to the final. They were also in the League Cup, the Scottish Cup, also candidate to win the league. And people were talking about Celtic maybe winning 4 trophies, you know, instead of the treble, 4 prizes. And we were focusing, and we thought, okay, whoop. And then it was like we were 8 points ahead, and then Celtic, they came back from a European game. They played on a Thursday, and we played against them on a Saturday. So there were only 36 hours in between for Celtics, and we could prepare ourselves for this game against Celtic, and we played them home. And that was a difficult game for us. I think we lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
And also we played away against Dundee United, and Barry Ferguson missed 2 penalties. And then we got another penalty, and when Barry wanted to grab the ball, I said, if you grab the ball and you want to take the 3rd penalty, I'm fucking gonna kick your ass here. So it was like Mikel Arteta then who scored in the goal, and we drew 2 each. But then all of a sudden, with 5 games to go, we were 8 points ahead, and then all of a sudden, we were actually losing 1, and actually, there was another game we drew, I can't actually remember it. But I think we were 7 points ahead, so we lost against Celtic, drew against Dundee, and another game. And then all of a sudden, with the last game, it came to the goal difference.
Uh-huh.
And we were, you can imagine the tension, it was like unbelievable. And we were in a hotel, and we knew that they had to play away. We had the home advantage, and of course we had a team talk, but it was not a long team talk because we knew what we had to do.
Uh-huh.
And Alex said as well, this is the lineup. Don't become nervous, focus on the game and try to score as many goals as possible. That was our task.
Uh-huh.
Focus on your own game, forget about what is happening there. And then, the build-up towards the game is like, it's fantastic. You could feel, what I said, the tension. And then all of a sudden, we started the game. We started off really well. Whoop, 1-0 up, great. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, 1 each, and we were like, but what I always remember is like the tension on the stand was unbelievable. You know, when the supporters were cheering and we knew that we were actually winning the league, and then all of a sudden it became quiet, and then you think, what's happening? Because we didn't know the score, and sometimes you ask the supporters, what about? Come on, come on, scored. And then they were winning the league, and then all of a sudden, whoop, it was like an explosion in our stadium when we scored the 3rd goal, the 4th goal. And then it was quiet because they missed the penalty.
Uh-huh.
Hey, oh, they missed the penalty. So I said, And then all of a sudden, whoop, it became, and then with the penalty from Mikel Arteta, and then I had the feeling, I said, no, we're not going to actually give it away. And then, of course, our game was over, and then we had to wait another, 2-3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can imagine, for 90 minutes, you focus, you try to score goals, the tension, the communication with the supporters was unbelievable. Normally, you never do that, but now you ask, oh, what was the score? And come on, and you could also see the supporters in their eyes, and like, we're all tensed. And then you can imagine after the game, it's like,
really?
You win it, it's like, unbelievable. You know, you think, fantastic, we won the League Cup. We have another, we won the league, and that was for us the most important, because winning the league again, and then, yeah, it's unbelievable with 1 goal difference against your arch rivals. So it was like an explosion. It's like, you can imagine, we were partying for 3 days.
So was Alex McLeish on the side telling you the score in the Celtic game? No, it was just the crowd you were going off
in? Yeah, the crowd, because the second half I was playing in the opposite from the dugout. So I was always, asking the supporters for the second half. It's really weird because you're focusing on your game, scoring goals, and every time it's like the communication with the supporters. But it was like a big relief, we won, and it was fantastic. We went out partying in the evening. Then on Monday we went out because it was like, I think it was in a hotel, it was like it was organized with sponsors. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, I remember, because I knew that I was already leaving the club, and I had an evening organized as well for the players. Mm-hmm. So it was like Sunday partying, Monday partying. I had a farewell party on Tuesday. But we still knew, come on guys, on Wednesday, focus now, because we had to play the cup final again. So we didn't do a lot for 3 days, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but then on Thursday and Friday, come on, switch the button, because come on, we can again win the treble.
Uh-huh. Barry Ferguson said that affected the performance in the final. Do you agree with that?
Well, I had to come off with cramp after an hour, and I think probably because of this.
That was in the back of your sock.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but then you noticed the impact, because it was such a relief winning the league, but then on Sunday party, Monday, Tuesday. And of course, that's what you need to do, you know, because the whole year you're focusing on winning trophies. But then all of a sudden I said, come on guys, on Thursday, focus on the cup. And to be honest, I can't even remember that game anymore. We didn't play a good game. And a lot of the players were underperforming. I had to come off with cramp, and I think what is happening here. But eventually we beat him with 1-0, with Lorenzo with the header. And that was a fantastic finish of the season. And for me, it was special as well, because it was my last game for Rangers. I came to Rangers, won the treble, and after 5 years, I won the treble again. And it was brilliant. And it was quite nice, because one of the sponsors, Tennent's, they made a big banner for me, and I see, Arthur, it's for you. Can you hold it? And it was thank you for the memories with the big T from Tennent's for the sponsor. Uh-huh. It was brilliant. And I hold it, and by that time, it's really strange and really weird, because it was my last game for Rangers, and then I thought, you know what? I'm gonna take time to make a decision for the future. I got offers from PSV Eindhoven, Feyenoord, from one or two English clubs, Spanish clubs. And I thought, I take my time to make a decision, because also in July my daughter was born, and I thought, okay, see what I'm going to do. I got an offer to go to LA Galaxy for 18 months, but they asked me to join them the 1st of August. But I said, no, I cannot come, because my wife is giving birth at the end of July, and maybe it's going to be in August. I said, I want to come in September. She said, no, I want you there in August. But I said, no, I cannot do that, because I have to stay here with my wife. And then I was thinking about the future, and I thought, you know what? I have enough. I saw all the teams again preparing myself for pre-season, and I thought, no, I don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I announced my retirement, and it came as a surprise by everyone, because they all expected me to play for another year, another 2 years. And it's weird, if later I thought back about it, when I hold this banner, thank you for the memories, I didn't know that it was my last game, mm-hmm. as if it was fate. Mm-hmm. So my last two games of my career, I won the league and I won the Scottish Cup and I won the treble. So you can't ask for more.
No.
So it was a fantastic finish of a fantastic career I had.
But Rangers offered you an extension, didn't they? Why didn't you sign that?
No, because I was discussing another contract in January,
right.
And I was there with Martin Bain then, and the other, what's his name again, who took over from David Murray? Oh, I can't remember. So I was sitting there in Dubai training camp, and they offered me a contract, but yeah, I thought they were taking the mickey, because right. Before I actually spoke to them, I said, I know the situation with the club, and I said, but I'm quite happy there, I've all been treated well by the club. And I wanted to take a wage cut of 40%, but then they offered me a contract, I think it was 80% less, and I thought, I think it didn't feel good to accept that offer. So unfortunately then, I had to leave, but what I said, it's 5 great seasons, and I had my best time of my career here in Scotland.
That's the last question. How do you look back on your career, particularly your time?
Yeah, no, that's brilliant, because when we started, your first question, how did you enjoy your time as a youngster? And you're 8, 9 years old, and you always have this dream that you want to become a professional football player. But you know yourself, the chance that you become a professional player is not so big. But yeah, eventually I was lucky enough, because I had some quality, I had some potential, and people, they were always telling you, but you still have to prove yourself. And then you build yourself up, but I always had the blinkers on, and I always had said to myself, I want to reach the top, and I need to give 110%. And I always had that mentality and attitude to give everything that I never regret that I did not make it because I didn't do too much. And but it's good as a youngster, you start to play, you have this dream, and then actually, yeah, you get a chance to play professional football, first for a small team. I was a semi-professional then for Twente and PSV and Rangers. I was playing for the under 18 for Holland, then for the Olympic team. I was captain of the Olympic team of Holland. Then I made my debut for Holland. I've been lucky enough to be involved in four tournaments, two World Cups and two European Championships. And then got the chance to sign for Rangers. I didn't know what to expect here because I knew there was always raining and cold here. They never lied about that. It's absolutely true. But no, but to be part then of the community here, to be part of the Rangers family, five fantastic years. But it also said enough that after I stopped playing football, that I lived here for another 7 years because I like the country, I like the people, warm people. I think Glasgow is a fantastic city. It's always, I've been to all the cities all over the world, but Glasgow will always be in my top three. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's small, but you have the clubs, the restaurants, you have the shopping malls, but everything is close. And if you don't like one place, within 5 seconds you're in another place. You jump in your car, you have the countryside, fantastic golf courses. I'm not a golfer, but I like to go to all this golf places because of the area. And every time when I arrive here in Scotland, it feels like coming home. Mm-hmm. And what I said, my family, they always love to come back. My daughters are born here. I have two girls. They're born in the Southern General. But then in 2010, I made a decision to go back to Holland. Also because I couldn't understand my oldest daughter anymore with the Scottish slang, so I thought now it's fucking time to go back to Holland.
Arthur, thanks very much. Okay. Great talk, man.
All the best.
Thank you. Cheers.